Our ABC News correspondent in Los Angeles, Alex Stone, joins us now. And Alex, I keep waiting for the morning that we talk to you and you can tell us that things are calming in California. That hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, John, unfortunately, we don't have that news yet, although they are gaining more containment on this fire. They've got 40% on the fire in Northern California, 35% containment. So they are making progress. But yesterday is a good example that it seemed like things were calming, and then the wind kicked up and the fire took off again. There were people in the Thousand Oaks area that they had evacuated, and then they came back in. They had been gone until Monday. They were putting things back in their homes. They were moving back in, and boom. This thing blew up in their area, and then they were fleeing from their homes again. So there's no certainty for anybody around here right now of that they're safe and for how long this is going to go on for. The high wind warnings, they have expired today for the first time in about a week. That's good. The red flag fire warnings are still in effect. Hopefully they'll expire tonight, and then things will begin to change. And very quickly, once we get rid of the wind, it should get a lot better for firefighters. But until then, they still have a battle on their hands.
And I take it that the death toll is still rising with people who are confirmed dead and missing?
Yeah, it is. We're at 50 people as of this morning. It went up by 6 overnight. It's 48 in Northern California, 2 in Southern California, and still there are hundreds who are missing. The sheriff in Butte County, he believes that the number is going to keep going up, the number of dead, just as they're only now beginning the search for victims in homes and in cars. And the fire moved so quickly that so many people were unable to get out. How high it's going to go, he doesn't know. One firefighter last night said it could be around 100. They just don't know.
Alex, when we spoke the other day, I wanted to ask you as whether investigators have figured out what started this fire, or is it multiple fires that have kind of come together and it could be a number of different reasons. Have they figured that out yet?
Well, no, they're individual fires, but they're working arson investigators, not to mean it's arson, but they're the ones who do the point of origin and trying to figure out how they started. They're trying to figure it out now, but there is some focus now on the electric companies in Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, in Southern California, it's SoCal Edison. And it is an issue of, in the last year, there have been 12 wildfires, according to Cal Fire, that they have linked back just in the past year to the electrical companies and their equipment failing. Lines coming down, transformers blowing, something putting off sparks. Those fires last year killed 18 people that they were allegedly responsible for. So it wouldn't be unheard of for them to have some connection to it. Both companies had anomalies on their lines in those areas around that time when the fire started. So they're looking at the power companies. Did they have lines come down? Did something spark? But they don't really know yet. It's just the beginning of the investigation.
And that wouldn't be negligence on their part. That's just an accident, right?
Well, yeah, but that liability, they're facing right now billions of dollars in lawsuits from last year's big wildfires. And in fact, California okayed a bill that they will be able to, for all of the settlements that they're paying and all of the cases that go to court, that through a long process, they will be able to charge that money that they have to pay out essentially back to the ratepayers, because otherwise they would go belly up. That PG&E and SoCal Edison couldn't afford all of that money, so instead the ratepayers are going to pick up some of that money that they've got to pay out by buying the companies have to get bonds, and then the interest on the bonds will be passed along. Something where the bills here in California, the energy bills, are going to go up to pay for the liability that these companies are paying out.
So your house doesn't burn down, but your electric bill does go up to pay for all of the potential damages. Wow. Alex Stone, our ABC News correspondent in Los Angeles. Continue to stay safe and appreciate the update. Thanks.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks, John.